This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, after some good hunting talk with Larry, it's time to talk some fishing down here at Lake Fork. Let's head down to Fork now. My longtime friend, guide Seth Vanover's there, and he is on the cutting edge on the fishing. Let's check in. Seth, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Always a pleasure to get to spend time with you, fish with you, and to have you on the air spreading a little words of wisdom on fishing, Seth. Good to see you, too, down there at the Lake Fork, the Patriot Sporting Challenge. And you got to meet someone that both of us was really – that both of us hold in very high esteem, didn't you?
Yeah, solid guy. Always been impressed with him, Lieutenant Colonel Allen West. Just a solid dude. Really enjoyed meeting him. Thank you for letting me tag along to do that.
Oh, boy. Well, it was a pleasure having you there to visit. And yeah, I enjoyed visiting. I got visited with him a little bit the next day, too. Awesome guy. I've watched a bunch of his videos, too. And, you know, I'd followed him along, but after meeting him, I went back and watched the videos. He tells it like it is, and quite honestly, he tells it like I – not to be all political, this is not a political show, but he tells it like I see it also, and I know he does you too. Now, let's shift gear. Yeah. Let's talk some fishing. What do you say?
We can do that.
I know you can, man. Wow, that bay boat, a brand-new bay boat that you've got right now. I fished out of a lot of bay boats on the bay down on the coast. But that thing is super roomy. I mean, I don't know if there are many people on Fork. I be honest with you, I don't think I've seen any down there. But that's a heck of a place to put that thing to work. Plenty roomy, isn't it?
It's the latest out from Nautic Store. Their Bay Boat Series 244 XTS, and I'm telling you, they've outdone themselves this year. It's just a perfect ride for lake water, bay water, offshore water. It doesn't matter. You can fit six people in that thing, including me, seven, and just have tons of room.
You can fish that many out of it. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's.
Yeah, no problem.
It's an awesome boat. I'm anxious to get down there and get in it with you and fish. And I've been in a bunch of big bay boats fishing down on the coast for many years. But that's an awesome machine right there, bud. Crappie. Now, we're into, I guess near the end of October. It's not long until November the 1st, you know. How about crappie? Are they beginning to bunch up in the deeper? They've got to be thinking about the deeper water coming up soon, but are they there yet?
They're there. I can run over some of my fall and winter, not so much winter, but some of my fall spots, and I'm graphing them. I can see them, but they ain't that easy to bite. Easy to catch just if they ain't got there yet. I mean, we're still out there catching them on brush and catching good numbers and quality fish. Just the fall bite hasn't kicked just yet, but it's close. Lake of the Pines, it is going on there.
It's funny how one watershed, one lake, you know, hour 15 minutes from the other one or whatever. It's funny how each one of them's got their own ecosystem, their own environment. I guess it's all influenced by, you know, water temperatures, bait movement, and all that kind of stuff. But funny how a lake like Fork that is chock full of crappie and one like Lake of the Pines that's obviously full of crappie, how they'll turn on at different times. To me, it is, you know?
It is. I mean, Lake of the Pines, the biggest difference between the two is water, average water depth. Fork is a lot deeper lake overall than Pines.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the big difference between the two. That's why the crappie act different. But on Pines, I mean, it's a violent, violent jig bite right now. I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, boy, I love to catch crappie and eat them. You know, Seth, we're always – you're around me very long. The subject's going to go around the outdoor cooking or frying. But tell you a quick tip, something I did I'm not a big fan of grits. I'm just not. I mean, I can eat them, but, you know, I mean, it's not something that I would go.
Just like my cousin Vinny said one time, what's a grit?
What's a grit? I used to sell a grit newspaper when I was a kid. Some of the older folks may know about that. But, no, a friend of mine from South Carolina, they're big down in that area. But and he gave me a bag of Yellowstone ground grits. But I eat them a couple of times, and I think, well, man, the last thing I don't like them unless they got plenty of butter. Well, it's just the butter I'm eating, you know, the flavor. Uh-huh. So I thought, I'm going to try to fry some fish with these grits. Let me tell you a little tip. Get you some yellow grits, and I'm going to do this a lot, and some flour. And mix it 50-50. You know, grits are a little, well, they're named appropriately. They're more gritty, Seth. But that flour makes them adhere to the fish. Try that sometime just for grins. That really gives it like a crunchy, if you like a good crunchy filet.
I'll try it. I mean, I trust your judgment when it comes to cooking.
Well, it works. Okay, now back to catching them. Okay. Well, we're at the end of October now, bud. So, jig, you still going to be sticking with jigs mostly, or are you going to use minnows also?
I always have a minnow in the boat because you just never know. But probably 75 to 80% of the fishing is done with jigs right now. You may hit a day where they ain't going to look at a jig. So, you better have some minnows with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... On pines and forks, pines, we're fishing a little deeper. Pines, not so much, just like I was saying earlier, just because of the average water depth on them. But my other phone went off. Sorry about that. I turned it off.
That's our live radio problem. That's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. And it's just, you better have both. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You never know.
Well, they're the most finicky of fish I've ever fished for, a crappie, you know. Yeah, yes, they are. Day-to-day, different. Even sometimes, like a jig color combination can make a huge difference, can't it?
It really can. So, you know, be versatile. I mean, even the fork bite right now on the jig, it's day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that the cold fronts are starting to come around, they're going to start getting a lot more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a fun time to go catch them with jigs right now.
You bet. Now, late October, right now, catfish. I know we can catch plenty of catfish to eat, but that red-hot bite is probably beginning to, I don't know, as it does when the water gets colder, you still catch plenty, but you think it's as good as it was, say, a month ago or... You know,
no.
Mm-hmm. Right,
no.
Right.
Not by any means.
Yeah.
But you can still go out and catch some catfish. It's not a summertime bite,
yep.
You know, where you better be holding on with two hands. It's a lot more subtle.
Uh-huh.
But you can still go out and catch a boatload of them. It's just, you've got to really pay attention to the bite.
Yep. It's also getting time, I think, and I've fished or catfish for years with good fisherman like yourself and on my own, but it's also a time to if you're just going out for the weekend, sour some grain. Go ahead and do it, folks. Now, guys like Seth, you know, they're out there all the time, and the range cubes work just fine in holes that are previously baited. But if you're just going to go out there for a morning trip once a week, you know, I truly believe the sour grain, it's going to work faster for you, you know. Just in a new hole that you're baiting up. What do you think?
Yeah, you've got to have some sour chicken scratch,
mm-hmm.
at least a bag of range.
Yep.
Something. You go out there just on a average tree.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
good
yeah.
luck.
Yeah. Right.
Might take a while.
You might catch one, right? Well,
yeah.
Seth, folks, Seth guides out of the minnow bucket, and I was already bragging on the rooms down there and all. It's awesome place to stay. Seth, I'm going to tell you something else. I got up early when we were all down there at the Patriot Sporting Challenge and eased over to the cafe there and had what did I have? Two eggs, some big slice of good ham, hash browns. It was an awesome breakfast, too, if you get hungry and you're down there around Lake Fork, you know?
No, they make a good breakfast bait there all the time.
Yeah, I bet you could write the book on it, really.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's hook people up with you, Seth. There's a lot of folks listening right now that have fished with you, but there's some that don't know about you. Lake Fork Cat and Crappie on Facebook is a good way to connect with you. But how about if they just want to give you a call?
You bet. 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, as always, buddy, thanks a lot for being with us. And let's get you back here in the very near future and talk some more fishing. How about it?
That sounds like a plan, brother.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my Catfish Bubblegum No Stink Catfish Bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.